Hi, I want to welcome everyone to the second POP symposium, the second symposium of the Poetic Arts Performance Project. We plan to have these every second Sunday of every month, and each panel will focus on a different topic. And the topic for today is identity, race, ethnicity, sex, sexuality, and community, and how those things find themselves in the interworkings of Philadelphia poetry. So I would like to introduce my panelists here today. We're very lucky to have four outstanding panelists. First to my right is Ms. Wise, who was born in the city of Camden, New Jersey, and began writing at the age of 11. She was captain of the 2008 and 2009 Philadelphia Slam teams. Her artistic honors include first place in the rappers category of the Tri-State Talent Competition 2003, Philly Grand Slam Champion at the Fuse Grand Slam Championship 2008, and first female winner of Last Poet Standing 2008. She is one of PPP, which means Pussies, Pens, and Politics, a tongue-lashing, fist-pumping spoken word romp presented as a collaborative effort with Philadelphia-based poet spoken word artist Denise Froman, a.k.a. Ms. Misconception. Ms. Wise's first spoken word CD, Come Write With Me, was released in March of 2007 and was produced by Dee Seeley and Just Business Entertainment. Her second CD, The Professor, was released in September of 2008, produced by the e-poet MC of Baltimore, Maryland, and Philly's own Max Steele. The Death of Roxanne is her most recent project, released in March of 2009, produced by Max Steele and JB Entertainment. And further down to the left, we have Frank Sherlock. Frank Sherlock and the Philadelphia poetry scene are synonymous. His work has been published widely in the small and electronic press. He is the author of Over Here, Daybook of Perversities in Main Events, Wounds in an Imaginary Nature Show, Spring Diet of Flowers at Night, ISO 13. Past collaborations include work with C.A. Conrad, Jennifer Coleman, and sound artist Alex Welsh. He has hosted a number of poetry series in the city and is a regular contributor to the Philly Sound Blog. To my right is Ashraf Osman, who is a practicing architect living and working in Philadelphia, who was born and raised in Beirut, Lebanon during the Civil War.
Would you like to add anything more?
No, I guess I can add that later as we're talking about.
And further down is Frank Walsh, consequently but in hindsight predictably blacklisted by the cliques and the aforementioned literary syndicist goons including even the so-called anarchists. He has barely time to consider any of this important, consumed willingly by survival as a house painter, carpenter, and general laborer, as a street poet whose savvy is well steeped in a well-rounded self-readiness in all the fine arts, the natural sciences, magic, some martial arts, and the American poetic tradition, especially where political surrealism, idiom antics, and the listening to the speech of the people is concerned. Thirdly, meat and potatoes, Buddhist metaphysics, a meditation, the Theravada tradition. And finally, assorted road trips over the years, back and forth between the Southwest and the great dead end of the East Coast. All these recent shticks he has made use to promote and drum up support and awareness of the ULA, its mission, and call to arms. Born and raised in Beirut, Lebanon. Ashraf Osman has been living in Philadelphia since 2002, where he works as an architect. Ashraf has been engaged in online poetry since 2002. In addition to his award-winning personal poetry blog, Arch Memory, Ashraf hosts a website of Philadelphia poetry links and calendars called phillypoetry.com. His poetry has been featured in the Comstock Review, Mad Poets Review, Schuylkill Valley Journal, and Islamica Magazine, and has been selected for inclusion in several anthologies, including Queering Language and the Other Voices International Project.